We've got the moving pieces of the NFL schedule and a big sports weekend. Let's lead with that on the Morning Buzzcast. Today is Friday, October 9th. We made it to another Friday. On the playoff side, MLB has one series remaining. Rays, Yankees, Game 5 tonight on TBS. Meanwhile, Dodgers, Braves will be in the NLCS. Astros await the winner of the Rays and Yankees game. Meanwhile, NBA Finals, Game 5, the Lakers could clinch tonight on ABC. But as I noted, let's start with the change to the NFL schedule. The NFL moved two games late yesterday. The Titans will now play the Buffalo Bills on Tuesday instead of Sunday, Tuesday at 7 p.m., assuming that there are no more positive COVID tests. The Titans continue to have positive tests in their organization throughout the week, including some more yesterday. Meanwhile, that will now impact the Bills' schedule. The Bills were supposed to play the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday, October 15th, but now, since the game is being moved till Tuesday, that game, Bills-Chiefs, will move to Sunday. Another game that's moved, New England-Denver. It was scheduled for Sunday, 4:30 on CBS. Now that goes to Monday, 5 p.m. on ESPN. So Monday, ESPN has a Monday Night Football doubleheader. This, of course, after Stephon Gilmore, Cam Newton have tested positive. Patriots organization have shut down their facilities all week. It's very likely the Patriots will continue to keep their facilities closed at Gillette Stadium for the third straight day on Friday. Meanwhile, the NFL reportedly is still not giving serious consideration to pausing the season or going to home market bubbles with mandatory hotel stays. Apparently, by all reports, the league believes it can get through this and keep its season continuing. We'll see over the next 24 to 48 hours. Certainly more positive tests from either of those organizations would certainly derail the schedule going forward. Let's shift to some local market news. The Union, the MLS Union, will become the first sports team in the Philadelphia area to host fans during the coronavirus pandemic. They'll open the gates of Subaru Park on Sunday, 7:30. They should have nearly 3,000 fans, including both teams and all stadium staff at that venue on Sunday. So we'll look for that result on Monday. We've talked a lot about certain trends coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, cashless stadiums is no doubt one of the trends. The Packers said that Lambeau Field and the businesses in the Titletown District will no longer accept cash. The team was planning a gradual transition to a cashless environment, but of course, COVID has expedited that. Now, of course, the Packers believe, like so many others, that cashless will be faster, there'll be shorter lines, less contact between guests and staff. And to encourage that, the Packers will offer free cash-to-card conversion stations throughout the complex, like most facilities do. You keep looking for indicators in terms of the sports economy. One indicator will begin potentially today at noon Eastern time. Unrestricted free agency in the NHL begins today. Now, what that means, who knows? We can't anticipate a major aggressive spending by sports teams because of the economic landscape. Of course, team revenue has been incredibly decimated by having no fans, so it's unsure how aggressive any teams will be in terms of the unrestricted free agency market, but it's something we're all going to keep an eye on. Yesterday, we talked on the Buzzcast about soft television ratings when it comes to sports. Well, we owe it to point out a very positive story, the WNBA Finals. Saw viewership increase for the Seattle Storm's three-game sweep over the Las Vegas Aces. We've seen some interesting momentum behind WNBA ratings. Well, that finals was up 15% from last year, which last year featured the Washington Mystics, Connecticut Sun. That series won five games, but this three-game sweep by Seattle up 15%, averaging 440,000 viewers on ESPN. So one of the good stories in the sports ratings landscape. I want to end today with two personnel notes. Clint Bowyer, who is very popular in the garage and very popular among his fellow drivers, announced that he will retire at the end of this NASCAR season, and he's going to join Fox Sports as an analyst. Now, Bowyer, he's in his 15th season. He is eliminated from the playoffs, but like I said, a very popular veteran driver. He's been dabbling in Fox's coverage of NASCAR. He was part of their iRacing events coverage. But now he'll get into the booth, and I think he'll play very well with Jeff Gordon, and I think that makes the Fox booth noticeably stronger. And again, a very strong advocate for NASCAR joining the Fox booth in Clint Bowyer, someone I think will relate very well with an audience. And finally, former IMG College president Tim Pernetti, well known to many listeners of the Buzzcast, has been promoted into a new role. He is now COO for IMG Performance. That's the division that houses the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. That's a shift for Pernetti, who, of course, was the former athletic director at Rutgers. He was part of the leadership team in charge when IMG College and Learfield merged in 2018, and he has stayed on with Endeavor. He now takes on a key role at IMG Performance, leaving the college world, and the IMG Performance and the IMG Academy areas are areas of emphasis for Endeavor and a very interesting part of their business. So that is your morning buzzcast for Friday, October 9th. Of course, keep your eye on the NFL, a lot of playoff baseball, NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm Abe Madcore. Be safe, be good to each other, be healthy, and I will talk to you on Monday.